As we stand down VDS for various settings, such as malls, supermarkets, places of worship I mentioned earlier, venue owners can deactivate their safe entry operations. However, where VDS still applies, namely what I mentioned earlier, certain night spots and larger events with more than 500 people at any one time, safe entry check-in will still be required to verify the vaccination and test status of the participants. And this is operationally familiar to event organizers and venue operators and will be convenient to implement. As for restaurants, coffee shops, and hawker centers, VDS applies, but we will instead rely on random checks on individuals by service staff and enforcement officers. This is already the practice for hawker centers and coffee shops today, but we will now extend the arrangement to restaurants. That means mandated SE entry check-ins can be removed at all F&B establishments. The onus is on the patrons and customers to ensure that they are fully vaccinated before dining in an F&B establishment. So overall, given this posture, we will see significant reduction in safe entry check-in points all across the island and in most places we visit on a day-to-day basis. And this will reduce cost of operation and is another key psychological step towards resuming pre-COVID-19 normalcy. Third aspect I want to talk about is Trace Together, TT. TT is both an app as well as a token. Some people carry it as a token. And TT serves two purposes. One purpose is as a contact tracing tool for specific settings. As the epidemic situation has improved, MOH has discussed with relevant agencies who agreed to step down contact tracing and instead control outbreaks. Focus on controlling outbreaks. We will also cease the issuance of HRN or health risk notices nationally. MOH would instead like to remind everyone continue to practice personal and collective responsibility by informing close contacts if you are infected with COVID-19. And the close contacts in turn should follow protocol 3, test yourself to be negative before leaving your homes. And therefore, from 26 April 2022, we will step down the use of TT as a contact tracing tool. This means we will no longer require infected individuals to upload TT app data or to collect their TT tokens to upload the data. We'll no longer do that. The TT token and the app, we'll no longer do that to upload the data. However, there is still a need to remain vigilant and to maintain a state of readiness. So please keep your TT app in your smartphone and retain your token in case there's a need to reactivate TT and safe entry again. And if you keep your TT token or keep your app in your smartphone, they have been pre-programmed and they may still collect data of your contacts in the background. But the data will only stay in your token or in your smartphone and they will be purged in 25 days. The other purpose of TT is to use in conjunction with safe entry to verify your vaccination status when you check into a venue that requires VDS. And this is another reason to keep the TT app in your smartphone and retain your TT token in case you want to go to a nightclub or you go to a gala dinner or a wedding where VDS applies. However, we will restrict this application now to purely verifying your vaccination status. All safe entry data to a premise or event will not be retained and they will be purged within a day. I want to clarify that as in the current situation and as explained in Parliament last year, any data that is generated by the TT app and token may be used by police officers and law enforcement officers for criminal investigations and proceedings in respect of serious offences. And this is in line with the COVID-19 Temporary Measures Act. If a serious criminal offence has been committed, the police must be able to use this data to bring the perpetrators to justice, seek redress for victims, and protect society at large.